T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How are you feeling?
I feel all right. Yeah. It's frustrating, but back in the clubhouse, back around the guys. So just trying to, you know, move forward and get ready for whatever comes next.
What was the initial, can you describe the feeling on the mound, what you felt when you threw the pitch?
It just felt like a pulling, kind of stabbing sensation throughout the bicep, and I'd felt something kind of tweak a few pitches previous to it, and when it went on that one pitch, I knew that something was serious, and it was just kind of this sensation you never really forget.
Have you had reason since then to believe that maybe it's not that bad?
We're taking it day by day, and we'll get the second opinion, and once Dr. Meister takes a look at it, we'll go from there and, you know, see where the rehab process goes.
But any sense of relief to this point? I mean, it probably wasn't what you were thinking in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's still just, you know, icing and doing the heat, the contrast, and trying to, you know, calm it down as much as we can. So, again, just taking it one day at a time and hoping for the best.
Were you initially concerned that it was related to the surgery?
No, actually, I never really even thought about my UCL. I mean, I grabbed my bicep right away, and like I said, it was a painful sensation through there. So luckily, it wasn't the UCL, and kind of just praying for the best now.
You ever felt anything in that area before, whether it was this season or prior?
No,
that bicep?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I felt close to that was when I tore the UCL in 17.
Right.
Yeah.
How much the support of your teammates and everything the last couple of days meant to you?
I mean, it means a lot, especially, you know, being new to the organization, new to the clubhouse. It kind of shows the sense of, you know, brotherhood and family that we have as a team. But again, I mean, this team's going to move on with or without me, and they have guys in the bullpen that are going to get the job done and pitch well. So, I'll move forward, and as will they, and we'll just continue the season.
Do you still feel the pain now, or is it pretty much subsided?
There's still some achiness and some soreness. So, just the icing and anti-inflammatory kind of stuff, and just kind of trying to manage the pain as much as we can.
Do you want the second opinion from Meister based on your familiarity with him?
Yeah. The Todd and the medical staff and I, you know, we thought that would be the best route to go with him, you know, doing the surgery and seeing how the elbow was previously. So, and I feel comfortable with him, as is my family. So we'll go down to Dallas with the team and have him look at everything.
So you'll get to stay with the team until...
Yeah, go to LA. Go to LA and then travel with them to Texas. And then, we'll go from there.
Is that where Meister's located, in Dallas?
Dallas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.